Welcome back to Football Extra. This Thursday night, it's the first of three live games for you. England against Wales. Half-time it is in Lens. All of the possession, as you can see from the statistics, belong to England. However, Robbie, the goal belongs to Wales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, you know, if there was pressure on England before the game, there's absolutely, you know, a ton more now. England have got to go out there. They've got, at the minimum, they've got to get at least a point from this game. You know, otherwise, I mean, they could find themselves really going home.
They were playing better, but now I think their pressure would be a bit too tough because they need to score. Maybe the Warriors stay back, waiting for the counter-attack. Hmm. I think they need to change something.
You know what? It, as we were saying there, it's been a scrappy game. Probably no side deserves to be leading in front, but you know, it's just a moment of brilliance from Harry Kane,
from Gareth Bale. The thing is, though, it puts more pressure, Deco, doesn't it, on the England coach, because they did not get 3 points in the first game. The way things are at the moment, they're not going to get any points in this game, which puts pressure on the Slovakia game, doesn't it?
Yeah, because when you watch the group, you can imagine that England can be out, but and if they lose this game, is the pressure will be amazing.
Do you think Wales will just sit now?
Of course they will. Yeah, they don't need to. I think Wales, what they've done is, I think both sides have really stopped each other from playing. England maybe have a slightly more of possession, but no really clear-cut chances other than the you know, Sterling one. But the game is played. There's lots of bodies, so there's nowhere to go. So maybe that, you know, you get someone up there with Kane. Maybe to stretch them, you know, use Vardy's pace. And look, it's not ideal, but sometimes you have to be a little bit more direct. You cannot play too nice all the time.
Deco, you made a really interesting point before this game about when you have five in the midfield, England have only got four in the midfield. Does the coach have to change that in the second half, the England coach?
I think maybe he can put one other striker, maybe Vardy, and put more pressure, because if just touch the ball, and now where is we waiting? Because they win the game, and they will attack with just two or three players maximum.
If you get another body in there, you know, I mean, it's going to be too many, so there's not going to be any spaces. So if anything, you know, you need to open up the pitch a little bit more, put Vardy on, so you know it's not as condensed. You know, stretch the game. Mm. The game needs stretching. Everything's played in the midfield.
Chris Coleman, Deco, the Wales coach. What does he do in the second half?
The same.
Defend,
counter-attack, and he's win the game. The players are confident now because they're more comfortable to defend and try to counter-attack.